Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, just barely with you this evening. I was just telling my producer off the air, I had a cab driver tonight who I've been out running around all day long. It's been a cold, miserable day in Washington, but I have many, many things I had to do in different parts of town. And I had this cab driver, well, let's just put it this way, I almost didn't make the show. And that would have been too bad because I had a lot of fun on last night's program. And I want to tell you, I've probably gotten more emails about last night's show than I ever have had about any of the other shows I've ever done. And, of course, the highlight of last night's show was what you might call a little round table we had with two of our regular callers, Dave from Massachusetts and Jim from Texas, and I might add two of our favorite callers based upon the emails and letters I get from a lot of people. But we also had another caller who seems like a pretty nice fellow. His name is the unlikely name of Aryan. I don't remember exactly how he pronounces it, but it's spelled just like A-R-Y-A-N, so I'm just going to say Aryan, because that's how I pronounce the word, Aryan. Anyway, Aryan is of Indian origin, from the Asian country of India. I don't know if India is in Asia. They call it a subcontinent. But anyway, and Aryan is very concerned about anti-Semitism, or expressions that could be perceived more correctly as being anti-Jewish. And that's all well and good, and, you know, I pretty much have an open forum here. And I brought up a couple of these other callers. This is the second time that Aryan has called. And of course, if you listen to all this, I don't mean to repeat it all, but bear in mind there may be some people who are listening for the first time tonight or didn't hear last night's show. But in any case, I found, unfortunately, that although both Jim from Texas and Dave from Massachusetts addressed very specific questions to Aryan, he did not answer them. He did a lot of talking. He's a real good talker, but he never answered the questions. And, you know, when someone doesn't even answer the questions, I mean, as I said, if I were a judge, I would issue a default judgment against him. Because if you go into court and you don't answer, if someone files a case against you and you don't answer it, they file a default judgment against you. Well, unfortunately, I feel as though we had to file a default judgment against Aryan. Now, basically, his argument, as I see it, was to just say, well, you're anti-Jewish. And I countered by saying, I'm not really anti-anybody per se, and I pointed out that I treat every human being as a human being until they screw with me. And then if they screw with me, I'm going to get them. It's just a long-standing policy. In fact, a lot of people are lucky that I didn't get them because I just decided to play Mr. Nice Guy and not get them. But in any case, our caller, Aryan, seemed to be more concerned with making accusations rather than addressing specifics. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the more interesting emails, and I don't mean to insult you others who may have emailed me, but perhaps the most interesting email I got was from one of our listeners, one of our longtime regular listeners, who is Jewish. And when we come back, I'm going to read you his email because it's, as I told him, very interesting and entertaining. And it expresses his opinion, but hey, it's an opinion, and I think you'll find it interesting. And I hope Aryan is listening tonight. I bet you he is. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression. varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the web at AmericanFreePress.net, and I do hope you'll subscribe. You can subscribe online, or you can get a print subscription. But subscribe. Subscribe, folks. Lots of good stuff in there. Now, before I read this email, I just want to make a comment here. I had a thought during the break. I mentioned this to the Hound of the Baskervilles during the break. You know, some people would argue with me that I attack the Jews. I don't attack Jewish people. What I attack is the Jewish political agenda. Now, I hear some of you out there saying, why? Well, there's no Jewish political agenda. That's a conspiracy theory. Well, no, folks, I want to tell you, today in my meanderings about Washington, I picked up Commentary Magazine. That's published by the American Jewish Committee. Note the word Jewish in the name. And they put out an agenda in that magazine. They have an agenda. And they would be the first to tell you it is a Jewish agenda, what they think is the best thing for the world. I picked up the magazine also, the Journal of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, which focuses, obviously, on U.S. foreign policy. Notice the word. They use the word Jewish in the title. You see, so they're saying that there is a Jewish agenda there, folks, okay? This is for those of you who don't like to hear things like this discussed. And then we have the American Jewish Congress. And they have an agenda. I mean, they have a platform. You know, they have a manifesto. They all do. And you see, my point is, you know, I focus mostly on foreign policy in my discussions because I think foreign policy perhaps is the thing the one thing that binds the nation together, and which either means, you know, the nation prospers or the nation goes to hell. There's a lot of other people who focus on social issues, school prayer, for example. I mean, you know, who are the people who fought against school prayer? I have a whole book on the subject written by a Jewish author, ladies and gentlemen, describing in a favorable way the work of Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and myriad other Jewish organizations. This book describes, quite candidly, the role that Jewish organizations played in fighting against school prayer. It was on the agenda. Okay, so there is, folks, a Jewish agenda, and anybody, if anybody calls up here and says there is no Jewish agenda, I'm going to hang up on them. I usually don't do that. But if somebody ever calls up here and says there's no Jewish agenda, I'm going to hang up on them. Now, admittedly, not all Jews, not every single Jew in America signs on to support the Jewish agenda. And thank God for that. Okay. That having been said, I said a lot more than I intended to, but I think this needs to be driven home to many people out there who really get scared. And I do mean people get scared when they hear this discussion. Well, as I say, we have at least one listener that I know of. And I shouldn't say that. I've gotten several emails from Jewish listeners, and one of them happens to share my first name. His name is Michael. And he wrote to me a long, long time ago. Seems like a nice fellow. Interesting writer, always very entertaining and interesting when I hear from him. And he commented about the show last night. I'm going to read most of it to you because, remember, this is a gentleman who is Jewish. He was born and raised in a Jewish tradition, okay? But he doesn't like to think of himself as Jewish. But in any case, let's listen to what he has to say. He says, Michael, I think everyone enjoyed your show last night with the Jewish quote-unquote apologist, myself included. Here are my comments. First, 90% of Americans are totally ignorant regarding the extent of Jewish-Israeli Zionist power in the USA. Of course, you already know that. But since the Zionists control the major media and therefore public opinion, it is no surprise that so many people continue to believe that the poor little Jews are somehow the eternal quote-unquote victims of all mankind rather than the other way around. Between you and I together, he says, we really have the Jews covered. You've done so much historical and background research that you are likely unparalleled in that area. I like the compliment, folks, but I think there are others who far surpassed me, but I appreciate that compliment. He says, personally, I am constantly learning things from you about the Jews historically that I never knew before. I must confess, from the time I was very young and forced to go to quote-unquote Hebrew school on Sunday, I was so turned off by the spitting rabbis, the mean quote-unquote teachers, and the Jewish quote-unquote atmosphere that I had a mental block which left me totally unwilling to learn anything about Jewish history, religion, or traditions. So you were way ahead of me in that department. He continues, however, I do have the quote-unquote benefit, if you want to call it that, of having been raised among and therefore having intimate personal knowledge of thousands and thousands of Jews in my life. So on a practical level, I am able to confirm all your conclusions as being absolutely correct. While I see little hope of converting someone like Arian, who has obviously swallowed Jewish propaganda hook, line, and sinker, my approach to him would be as follows. I would point out, this is this my emailer Michael saying, he says, I would point out that I am proud, not ashamed, to be quote-unquote anti-Semitic, because being quote-unquote anti-Semitic is tantamount to being quote-unquote anti-evil, and what's wrong with that? He asks. I would tell him that, from my vast experience, Jews are greedy, arrogant, elitist, dishonest, judgmental, manipulative, usuring, profane, litigious, immoral, godless troublemakers who destroy everything in their path. And the whole world is next on the list of things in their path. His response would surely be that I just can't generalize such a statement, that there are good Jews and bad Jews like just like everything else. I would respond by telling him that, in the case of Jews, the vast majority of them possess most, if not all, of the above-mentioned traits. And furthermore, anyone who chooses to identify themselves as a Jew is evil because they are implicitly endorsing all the values which I have just mentioned. I could go on. Well, he concludes by saying, in any case, keep up the great work. As much as I enjoyed the show, I hope you don't turn it into the Aryan hour every night. While you don't want to censor him, you should probably start limiting his time to the same you allot to Dave, Jim, and everyone else. All the best, Michael. Mike, signed Mike. Interesting email. He does make some pretty tough assertions. I just thought it was interesting, and it's from someone who is from a Jewish tradition, and I thought that made it particularly interesting. Now, he was talking above and beyond the political agenda of the organized Jewish community in this country, but, you know, that was the discussion we had last night with Aryan and a couple other, on another occasion he called. Aryan says it's a conspiracy theory if you talk about Jewish power in this country, and yet you find Jewish historians freely writing and talking about Jewish power in this country. So, you know, it's one of those things that you just can't get away from. You just can't get away from it. You know, I have so many clippings here in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to go through them, but we have a big lineup of callers. I do have to mention Mr. Michael Bernard Mukasey, our Orthodox Jewish Attorney General. He shares the same middle name as I do, first and middle names, Michael Bernard. And incidentally, Bernard was my Roman Catholic grandfather's baptismal name, as in Saint Bernard. In any case, they quote Mr. Mukasey as having said that his chief duty as a nation's top law enforcement official would be to combat, quote, those who believe it is their religious duty to make war on us. Well, he was referring to radical Islamic terrorists. Well, you know, it's funny, I kind of consider that my duty as well, to combat those who believe it is their religious duty to make war on us, that is, groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the American Jewish Congress, the Jewish Agency, all these powerful organizations that do have power, greater power than any other organization. I'm here to tell you folks that if a letter from the Anti-Defamation League arrives at the office of any United States senator, along with 50 letters from 50 other quote-unquote interest groups, I'm here to tell you that it's a good bet that the Anti-Defamation League's letter will be answered first, and the recommendations from the Anti-Defamation League will be followed. That's clout. That's brute force, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, I am. It is my job to combat those who believe it's their religious duty to make war on us, because that's exactly what these people are doing by getting us into these wars in the Middle East. And by hell, Even the conflict over Korea's nuclear bomb. I read an article to you, excerpts from an article to you from the Washington Post several years ago, many years ago. I think I quoted in my book, The Golem, on Israel's nuclear weapons program. The Washington Post said that the reason why those in the upper echelons were concerned about North Korea having a nuclear bomb was because that bomb could be a danger. Guess what? Not to Japan, not to Malaysia, not to India, to Israel. Did I say that word again? Israel, 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 Israel. All right, folks. We're going to a break. And we got a lot of calls.
Cartibite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartibite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cardvite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardvite, circulation for life.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We do have quite a few callers, including Arian. That's how he pronounces it, Arian. In any case, you know, I think maybe we need, I am going to present another side of the story. Here is a sympathetic appraisal of the Jews. And this was written by my longtime friend and colleague, Willis Cardo, and it appears this is the first time it's been published in book form. And it is in this new compendium of the writings of Willis Cardo entitled An Appeal to Reason. Edited by, guess who, ladies and gentlemen? Yours truly, Michael Collins Piper. And you know, it's kind of funny. After I wrote the introduction to the book, I needed to put a date on it. I put April 20th, 2008. Actually, it was around April 20th, but I thought that would entertain the folks at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. April 20th, of course, is the birthday of someone who's quite notorious. Anyway, let me read to you what Willis Cardo has written. He says, among all the shallow or instinctive criticisms of Jews we encounter, it is time for a sympathetic appraisal, taking into consideration their history, religion, and culture. White Christian American businessmen in general feel that the Jews deserve their material success in our free capitalist environment because they seem to do it better. Here's why. Number one, being outsiders, they have an overview of the, to them, alien society they have entered and can see opportunities invisible to those of the society which hosts them, as a buzzard or a bird of prey can see its victim on the ground, invisible to those on the ground. Number two, the point of view of Europeans and all Gentiles is farm-centered. All Europeans are derived from a rural background, one, two, or three generations removed. Interesting point, Willis. the rural ethic, he writes, is one based on construction and creation of two hands, tools, water, sun, and hard work to create products in the wilderness and industrial production. This is opposite to the urban slash money culture, which is fundamentally parasitic, feeding on people, not the environment. Number three, he says, the Jews have perfected their skills at dealing in money and taken full advantage of the biblical strictures against usury and interest, which have been taken very seriously by Christian leaders. Number four, he says, the Jewish religion, which bonds them, including atheists, is fundamentally anti-Christian and every other religion, as it is tribal and exclusive for Jews only, and is itself a matrix for material success. They're cultural aliens and culture distorters. Their religion is self-worship, totally opposite to Christianity. Willis Cardo adds, they have an ethic of success and group dynamics stronger and different from that of the whites among whom they dwell. He adds, their clannishness results in their giving business opportunities to other Jews, and they help each other in a world foreign to the Jewish people. He says their history instructs them regarding their deportment among non-Jews and how to get the better of the members of the society they are among. They consider their presence in a given society temporary. They always look toward the future, and their history teaches them to prepare for sudden departure. And one final note, number eight, he writes, they create or undergo group problems or tragedies or defeats and then make them a permanent part of their history and religion, forever reliving and exaggerating them. All other groups of people bury their group tragedies and defeats, and within one or two generations, they are forgotten. I thought that was a very concise and very interesting little piece. As I say, it's entitled A Sympathetic Appraisal of the Jews, appearing in Willis Cardo's, the writings of Willis Cardo in this book, entitled An Appeal to Reason. That title, incidentally, we only have a couple minutes before the break. That title, ladies and gentlemen, was based upon a newsletter that was published by an old friend of Willis Cardo's, someone who Willis admired very deeply, and Willis has called him his own icon, one of the great intellectual titans of the 20th century, Lawrence Dennis. And it's very interesting to note that Lawrence Dennis, although he passed for white, Lawrence Dennis had extensive amounts of black blood on both sides of his family. Lawrence Dennis, one of the great intellectuals, I believe, and as does Willis Cardo, one of the great intellectuals of our time. You really should read some of his books, and if you want to read a compendium of some of the things he's written, you can refer to my book, The Golem, in which I republish a selection of Lawrence Dennis's remarkable writings on the state of world affairs. He was an intellectual giant of the first order. He died in, I think, 1976. Remarkable individual. There's a new biography of him out by a black historian who seems to be mad about the fact that Lawrence Dennis passed for white and chose to take positions that were, shall we say, considered subversive by the Jews. In fact, Lawrence Dennis was indicted for treason for sedition by the Roosevelt administration, prodded, of course, by, you guessed it, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which did much of the legwork, but that sedition trial was scrapped. In any case, we're going to the break, and when we come back, we're going to go to the callers. First up will be Jeff from Vermont.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. You know, I mentioned Lawrence Dennis before the break. In my living room, I got a lot of pictures on my wall, as Mark Glenn can tell you. Two of the pictures I have on my wall are next to one another. One is a portrait, beautiful portrait, actually, of Lawrence Dennis, the gentleman I was talking about earlier. Right next to another portrait of one of my other very favorite writers, H.L. Mencken. I kiddingly always say, you know, I really need to put my portrait next to that. One of my friends is one of the best known painters in the country, and I don't mean house painters. I'm not going to mention his name because we don't want his career ruined. But He has said he'd like to do a painting of me. Maybe I'll just have him do it and hang myself right up there by Lawrence Dennis and H.L. Mencken. Well, that would be a kick. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We have Jeff very patiently waiting in Vermont. Jeff, come on up.
Michael.
How are you? Haven't talked to you in a while, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I've had some woman problems and stuff like
that. They can
that.
Be problematic.
Yeah, and the Jews weren't responsible for it either, so.
Okay.
Michael, I was waiting for your analysis on the appointment of Rahm Emanuel on the Wolf Blitzer show on CNN, but I don't think he called you up to ask you to have your comment about that, but I could just feel that coming just because he was from the Chicago area and how much money that Barack Obama received. It was incredible how much they were pushing this guy. And
yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, it's interesting. I wrote a piece for American Free Press this week that I kind of foreshadowed in some of my comments here on the show the other night, and it probably bears worth repeating. You know, Barack Obama's a bad, 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 bad man. But, you know, JFK had his own Barack Obama, this guy Meyer Feldman, and JFK tried to keep him out of the Middle East paperwork. So we can only hope. We can only hope. You know, Barack, I just said this. I was talking to a Pakistani friend of mine this afternoon, and he's kind of hopeful about Obama. And I said to him, I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, Obama's not in office yet, but I think the big test will come when the Jews, and yes, I mean the Jews, come to him and say, now, Barack, it's time to attack Iran. And if Barack Obama says, no, we're not going to attack Iran, sorry about that, I will be very proud of him. But if he says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and attack Iran because you want me to attack Iran, I'm going to feel very sorry for all of Barack Obama's supporters who so enthusiastically supported him because they said he was going to bring change. The big change we need in Washington is to break the back of Jewish power, and the appointment of Barack or of Rahm Emanuel is a frightening harbinger of the possibility that that's not going to happen.
I mean, is this going to change? Who really cares who's in there now? You know, I mean, these people, they have so much baggage. That's why they
well,
just,
you know, even Hillary Clinton, you know, I can go back and forth on Hillary Clinton. I look at Hillary Clinton on the one hand and I say, this is the woman who called for a Palestinian state in the midst of the Lewinsky affair. And then on the other hand, I look at Hillary Clinton and I say, oh, my God, this is the woman who has enthusiastically talked about bombing, obliterating Iran. You know, so I don't know what Hillary Clinton is up to, but you know, I think I've mentioned this on the show, and I've mentioned it in my book, The Golem. I used to have a friend who was a friend of the Clintons, personal and political associate of the Clintons. And I wrote some articles for the Spotlight years ago indicating that the Israelis and their neoconservative friends were playing a big role in a major propaganda campaign against Bill Clinton that came in conjunction with the Lewinsky affair. And these articles were passed on to the Clintons by our mutual friend. And my friend came back to me and he said, Michael, I've read your articles, and my friends have read your articles, and I think you're right, and they think you're right, but we've never had this conversation.
That's pretty good.
So I have to think Hillary and Bill know what's going on, just like anybody who is in a position of power knows what's going on, and it's all in the hands of our elected officials, whether or not they choose to follow the interests of America and the people, or whether they choose to follow the interests of the special interests. I think it's that simple, Jeff.
Paul Finley dared to speak out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
We need more people speaking out at one time, you know, and then they're going to have a tough time. When that happens, powerful Jewish groups are going to be in trouble because they can't all of a sudden say that there's been this outbreak of anti-Semitism in Congress.
It's not anti-Semitism, it's anti-criminal activity.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
No?
Warmongering is criminal activity. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's exactly what it is.
It's criminal.
All right, well, Jeff, I have to move on, but I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. We have John in Texas. John, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
John, how are you tonight?
All right. How you doing, mate?
All right. John, if you could, speak up. I can't hear you very well, and I don't know if the listeners can.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. All right.
All right, then. I've been listening for a good few months. I've decided to check you out some time ago. I'd been listening to Rick Adams for some time.
Okay.
And this Aryan chap, he had called Rick Adams a week ago trying to incite the anti-Semitism canard. And it was very interesting to hear on your show last night that he has every trait of something that I would actually think would make a good T-shirt. Wake up and smell the Jew. I really appreciate your show, and it's like they come across, they have this prayer, I'm sure you've known it or read it, it's called the Kol Nidra.
Yes, I have a book with that in. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and indeed, and I have a question for those who, you know, are on the fence or just coming into the realization that there might not have been so much Zyklon B or gas fumes in the air in World War II. I just put it to him like this. Based on the fact that they practice the Kol Nidra, did you think that despite World Almanac figures that show an increase in population during that time, which I'm sure you know and most of you listen, did they all of a sudden for like, from 39 to 45, in that period of time, did they all of a sudden stop lying? But anyways, I'm gonna make this quick, and I'm sure I shall call in again. Nevertheless, because I know you've got callers, and you know, I'm sure you're not gonna let old Aryan hog the stage as much now. But very, very interesting, and I'm sure that Dave in Massachusetts and Jim in Texas would be quite happy to get on if they're waiting in line, and it'd be interesting to hear their take if they get on there. But God bless you for your good work. And I
all
will
right,
call
John,
in.
Thank you very much for your call. Good to hear from you. Call again. John's voice, his accent reminds me of my friend Frederick Tobin. We got some good news on Frederick Tobin. The British courts have freed Frederick Tobin, who was arrested on a international German warrant for Holocaust denial. The court had initially thrown it out, but the Germans appealed it, and the British court has put their foot down. Great, great victory for freedom of speech. If you want to get more on Frederick Tobin's great victory, and thanks to Lady Michelle Renouf, who played an instrumental part in that, you can go to her excellent website at jailingopinions.com, just like it sounds. jailingopinions.com. A great victory, a massive defeat for Jewish power and the Jewish agenda. A massive, massive defeat. Massive defeat. Congratulations to Frederick Tobin. Thanks to Michelle Renouf for her great work on his behalf. David Irving, likewise. Okay, well, we have Dave from Massachusetts aboard with us. Dave, my partner in crime.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
You know, Michael, when you say the hell with the Jews, your faithful listening audience knows exactly what you mean by that, Michael. You don't have to explain yourself. It's all good. We know what you mean, and we know there's no malevolence in it or anything, you know.
Dave, you know, you and I shared that unique experience last evening of having Aryan just completely, he wouldn't answer your question. So you heard what I did. I said, all right, well, you're not going to answer Dave's question. Let's move on. I mean, you got a default judgment right there, Dave. And then Jim had a question, and he wouldn't answer Jim's question. He just kept coming back saying we were a bunch of brutal Nazi apologists and Jew haters, and this is and that's it.
Yeah, Michael, I snapped on. I don't watch the Tel Aviv vision much anymore, but I usually catch Brian Williams' news report, Evening World News, you know. But I turned it on, you know, and I just got the distinct feeling that here we go again. Now I hope everyone's listening, but why do I have this feeling that I'm being Jewed out of my country? He had this financial expert on. I've mentioned him before. It's like they're rubbing our nose in it. It's like we're a puppy that's shit on the rug or something, and they're rubbing our nose in it. This guy is Steve Leisman, but you spell it Lies Man. He comes on and he explains Yeah, Steve Leisman, L-I-E-S-M-A-N, and he's pronounced as Leisman, and he explains to us what's going on financially and everything, you know. But then this new financial guru is Jewish, and then I'm looking at Alan Greenspan's wife, is doing the special report there, what's her name?
Andrea Mitchell.
Andrea Mitchell, and everything, and it's just all these Jews and everything, and but you know, Michael, here's one, and I hope, and I guess Alan is listening, but listen, I don't know if I'll ever be a talk show host, okay, and I don't know if I'll ever be an RBN talk show host, but just in case I ever am, I've already decided what the name of my show is going to be, okay?
What's that?
Well, listen, you know the saying, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how people shorten that and they just say, hey, if the shoe fits, you know, when they say, hey, if the shoe fits, you know, and you know what they're saying. They mean if the shoe fits, wear it. You know,
right.
The shoe fits. Well, anyways, the name of my show is going to be If the Jew Fits.
You're naughty, Dave. Hey, listen, on a serious note, now, I know there are people out there like Aryan who are saying, oh, that Dave is saying that there's all these Jews in the media. Well, now, let me read you something from the February 1st, 1999 issue of the Washington Times newspaper, which is a pro-Jewish, pro-Israel publication. Listen to this. Dana Milbank writes in the February 8th issue of the New Republic that 24-hour cable networks are desperate for bodies to comment on the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Being a pinch-hitting pundit means being available on short notice. Mr. Milbank says, I got a call from one network just before Yom Kippur last year. The producer was in a panic. Turns out all his pundits were Jewish and nobody would appear. Dick Morris saved the day, making several appearances, I'm told. He's Jewish, too, but Fox must have beat God in overnight polling. In other words, this was written, you know, not tongue-in-cheek. It was written in a humorous tone. But basically what happened was that when they wanted to have commentators on the Jewish holiday, they couldn't get any because all the people they normally turned to for commentary were Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, you've just been vindicated.
Yeah, you know, I get a kick out of these, all the Jews, with how they always have two first names. Like you mentioned, Dick Morris. And then Mark Rich.
I never heard that one, Dave. Listen, Dave, I tell you what, I got to move on here. I have a lot of callers. I want to move on, but I thank you for yours as always. Okay, we're going to bring up Jim from Pennsylvania. Jim, we'll hold you over the break if necessary.
Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Jim, I can barely hear you.
I say, good evening. How are you, Mike?
I can hear you now, Jim. Okay.
Listen, Mike, I just want to mention a couple references that, you know, when you have cranks like that Aryan who call, maybe they might want to do some reading. There's the book, I'm sure you've heard of it, by Professor Arthur Butz.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
The Hoax of the 20th Century.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good book.
It was first published in 76, and it was republished again in 2003. That entire book is readable online and downloadable online. You can get it through the website of Carol Valentine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
And that's public-action.com.
Right. She does a lot of good work. Mm-hmm. Public-action.com. Okay.
Right. So that's one of the classic works that examines this whole thing. And, of course, I just want to mention this other thing, Mike. Professor Farrison is in the news again recently.
I wasn't aware of that. Tell me about it.
The French police went over to his house, and they were harassing him. There was an article that just came up recently on your website there, Mike, American Free Press.
Oh, I didn't even see it myself, okay.
But this is a point I want to make now, okay. I just want to read you a couple sentences. This is one Professor Farrison wrote about the 1985 trial of Ernst Sundell in Canada. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is when the Holocaust was put in a courtroom under cross-examination. Okay? Now, this is, he's referring to Raul Hilberg,
mm-hmm.
who was considered at the time the world's leading authority on the Holocaust, right?
Okay, Jim, you know, you're going to have to hold that thought. We are going to the break here. When we come back, you can continue.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. Been an interesting show here tonight, I think, thus far. Well, we are wrapping it up. Stay tuned. And please, please listen to these commercials, because these advertisers help RBN. They help keep this network on the air. So please patronize our advertisers.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'd like to make a comment here, and I don't mean this as a criticism of our caller, Jim, but Jim referred to our caller, Arian, as a crank. I don't consider Arian a crank. I consider him, he appears to be a very sincere individual who has very strong opinions that he holds, opinions that are guided by his opposition to what he perceives my opinions to be, but that doesn't make him a crank, but that's just, I just wanted to say that for the record. Now, Jim from Pennsylvania here is making a recommendation of some good reading material that maybe Arian could learn something from. So, Jim, go ahead.
All right, Mike. So let me just tell you now, this is from the article that Professor Robert Farrison wrote in reference to the 1985 courtroom trial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is when Professor Ph.D. Raul Hilberg, the world's leading authority on the Holocaust, was put on the stand. Now, this is what he said on the stand. He said, on the stand, he was forced to admit that there had never been a plan, a central organization, a budget, or supervision for what he called the policy of the extermination of the Jews. He also had to admit that since 1945, the Allies had never carried out an expert study of the weapon of the crime, that is to say, of a homicidal gas chamber. No autopsy report has established that even one inmate was ever killed by poison gas. When he was asked by the defense to explain how the Germans had been able to carry out an undertaking as enormous as the extermination of millions of Jews without any kind of plan, without any central agency, without any blueprint or budget, Hilberg replied that in the various Nazi agencies, there had been, quote, an incredible meeting of minds, a consensus mind reading by a far-flung bureaucracy.
First time a bureaucracy ever worked through the process of mind reading.
So
you know, it's interesting, Jim. I'm glad you brought up Raul Hilberg because my friend Jürgen Graf, the great Swiss revisionist who had to flee his own country because he was convicted of Holocaust denial, he has written a tremendous book in and of itself entitled The Giant with Feet of Clay, and it is basically a refutation of Raul Hilberg's writings. And he demonstrates that Raul Hilberg's gigantic book is basically a rehash of a lot of nothing. So, on that issue of the Holocaust, I would suggest that Aryan do just as you said and read Arthur Butz's book. And, you know, he might also want to read David Duke's book, Jewish Supremacism. And I'll tell you what, if Aryan would like to send me at my email address, michaelcollinspiper@yahoo.com, if he wants to send me his snail mail address, I'll be glad to send him free copies of all of my books in the hope that he will sit down and write refutations of all of them. So that's my offer. Jim, thanks for your call. We are running out of time here, and I have to issue apologies to several other callers who've been waiting patiently, but we just didn't have time tonight, folks. Some nights we get too many calls, some nights we don't get enough. That's just how it works. That's how the cookie crumbles, as they say. Well, this cookie is crumbling, ladies and gentlemen, and I wish you all a good weekend. Please stay tuned for more good programming right here at RBN.
Gold has been.